morning, everybody. My name is Kelly Ertis, and I am a family and consumer science teacher from Butler High School. And today, I'm going to give you guys a really good lesson on learning how to deal with stress during transition. So in some of our classes at the high school, we discuss a lot of adult roles and different ways that when you're dealing with stress and stressful times, there are some different things that you can do in order to help deal with stress. So you might want to get out a piece of paper and a pencil so that you can write these down. I'm going to talk about just 10 different things that may help you deal with stress over the course of the next several weeks as we go into this online learning platform and we are dealing with all types of new things, whether it's turning in assignments or how to come up with your routine for the day. So all kinds of different things, and these are some things that will hopefully help you deal with that transitional time and the stress and anxiety that may occur. So some of the things that I want you to think about is, number one is physical activity. Physical activity is very good for your body, it's good for your brain, and it's good to get your mind from racing so that you can have a better focus when you are sitting down doing your schoolwork or having to go to work or balancing all of these different things. So whether that is going outside for a walk or a bike ride, maybe it's cleaning your room up so that you have a nice space to work in. It could mean some yard work where you get nice and dirty. Basketball, yoga, anything that gets you physically active and moving is a great way to deal with stress because it gets your mind off of the things that you are stressed out about. Get your body moving, get your brain working in a different area, and hopefully will help you lower your stress level. So try to every single day incorporate physical activity wherever you can. And it can simply be something like going for a walk down the road or through your neighborhood, put your headphones on and some music, and enjoy that little bit of physical activity and sunshine. If it happens to be raining for several days at a time, physical activity is even more important. So make sure that you're doing something, whether it's playing with somebody or yoga is a really great one, cleaning your room, the bathroom, helping your parents out around the house, those types of things. So make sure you're getting up and moving. Secondly, another one to think about is connecting. And when I say connecting, that's friends and family, especially those of you that might be by yourself for long periods during the day, dealing with that mounting stress. Connecting with friends and family. I know I have a lot of students who are starting to do game nights via Google Hangout or a Zoom session and using one of those online platforms to have those hangouts. So not being able to get together with friends and family can be very stressful and difficult for people. So any way that you can do things like FaceTime, you can use, Facebook Messenger. I know a lot of students use Snapchat. So connecting with friends and family using some type of online platform, but I know a lot of students are having a lot of fun doing some game nights where they're getting together on Google Hangouts or a Zoom session. And that's super easy to set up. Those are super easy platforms to use. So talk to some of your friends, whether you're messaging, actually getting on the phone, that means so much more to some people. Call your grandparents, call family members. Check in on some people. It makes you feel good, and it also, helps give you some connection to people outside of just who you're living with in your home during these quarantine times. So make sure you're getting out and talking to people in some way that you can. For smaller kids, I have 3 children, and for them, doing the FaceTime and the virtual play dates, my son the other day sat and played Legos with his friend. So that's another way that, and virtually, obviously, so that's another way that you can do it. They each were building things and talking to each other, and even though they were both 5, it was a great way for them to connect. So find ways to connect with people outside of your home. Next is music, and I think music to find your mood is the way that you can look at this. So I would write it down as music to find your mood. If you're feeling very stressed out, something calming would be really great. If you're feeling unmotivated, find some music that really motivates you to do something. So music, we know, connects to the brain and helps settle our brain during stressful times. It helps get our brain going and moving during times that we, really need that little extra step. When the weather is bad outside and you're not getting outside and doing things, we tend to get into that depressed mode and unmotivated mode. So go ahead and throw some music on. Throw it on while you're walking. Throw it on while you're doing your workouts. Throw it on while you're doing chores, while you're doing schoolwork. I know I use it in my classroom. All of my students can tell you that I play music all the time. And one of the things that that does is actually help you concentrate, whether it's calming music or upbeat music. It helps get your mind working. So it will also help negate feelings of loneliness. Because when we're playing music and we're moving and we're doing things, we don't always think about, you know, how lonely we might be or how isolated we are when we have that music playing. So find music to find your mood, the mood that you want, not the mood that you have. All right, number four, art matters. Art therapy is a huge, huge thing. So whether you're coloring, painting, crafting, there are all types of different activities out there. We know from research, and I talk to my students in child development about this all the time, coloring is calming. It's calming to the mind. It's calming to the body. It helps lower our heart rate. It helps us use the creative side of our brain without even thinking about it. And so any type of coloring that you can do, I know a lot of people have those coloring books with the pencils and things like that that are very intricate. And just spending 15 to 20 to 30 minutes a day coloring or painting or doing some type of art activity will help you deal with high levels of stress. It gets your mind off of it. I know a lot of kids doing things like blocks or Legos, again, those are in the same scope of art therapy. It's building. So again, it's using your creative side of your brain. So check out Pinterest if you've never checked out that website before. There's all kinds of different activities that you can do on there. Number five is to break it down. The best thing that I can tell you to do right now is not look at all of the assignments that you have mounting as a lump sum, but to start learning to break things down. So whether that means spreading out your homework or schoolwork throughout the day, or it means making a list and checking it off as you go, creating a routine, whatever works for you during this time, you will get more accomplished and you will feel less stressed when you write it down and when you space it out over time. Don't try to sit down and do 3 hours worth of schoolwork. You guys aren't used to doing that. It's not what we do on a regular basis. So for you to try to sit and do that now, it's not a good idea. It's not healthy. It will only give you stress. So try to space it out throughout your day. I know for my son, we do reading in the morning and math in the afternoon, because if we sit down and try to do both at the same time, it just doesn't work. It's too stressful. So try to do that for yourself. Don't try to get it all done at once. And creating that list and checking off is very, very helpful. All right, the next one I'm going to tell you is to find your focus. So creating that routine daily will help you find your focus and learn to focus on one task at a time. That's super important so that you don't feel that overwhelming feeling. When you're doing your schoolwork, the best advice that I can give you right now is to turn your phone off, turn all those notifications off. When you start hearing those pings as you're trying to get something accomplished, that can feel very overwhelming. So I know for me, if I need to focus on emails or I need to focus on creating a lesson plan, I need to turn those other outside distractors off so that I can focus on the task at hand. So whatever that looks like for you, it is probably turning off your electronics for most of you, because when we hear those notifications, a lot of times we think we have to respond right away. So focus on one task at a time, create that list, and turn off your electronic notifications. And then obviously reward yourself for focusing on those things during those different times and accomplishing them. All right, number seven, get it out. And what I mean by that is to have something, notebook and pen, maybe you do it on your phone, in the notes section, but jot things down as they pop into your head and get it out on paper. Right now, I always have a notebook with me wherever I am. If I'm working with my kids or I'm doing schoolwork or even at night now, I put it beside my bed so that when ideas or things I know I want to do or things I think about need to be accomplished, I just jot it down so they don't have to always try to remember everything, because that can be loomingly stressful as well, is to try to remember everything you have to accomplish without writing it down. So even if it's something like we need ketchup in this house, write it down on the piece of paper. You know, we're out of ketchup, add it to the grocery list. I have to call this person back, add it to the list. And then you can always go back to refer to that list to see what it is that you forgot you needed to do, or something that you go, oh man, I really need to get that done, or I forgot about that. That list is very, very helpful because it doesn't keep replaying in your mind, which is what causes stress in our minds. So always have something near you, whether it's, like I said, it's on your phone and you jot it down in the notes section, or it is a piece of paper and you jot it all down. I write stuff all day long down. So all of those things are really super important to your stress level. And the more you get it out on paper, the better that you will feel throughout the day, because you won't have to keep remembering that stuff because you know it's on that piece of paper. Okay, the next one is the me time. And this is huge. I know right now there are a lot of parents, especially moms that are having to juggle, and dads that are having to juggle schoolwork and kids and working from home. So finding some type of time throughout the day where it is just about you. And I mean that, just about you. Now, me time should be very, very stress-free. So me time does not mean playing video games, because that can actually add stress to your day. Me time should not be social media. Me time should be something that is just about you. So, for example, one of my things for me time is I do a nightly routine for my skin. And so that is, for me, a little bit of me time. Maybe it is sitting down to read a book. Maybe it's sitting down to watch a movie. But nothing where you're adding stress to what it is that's going on. So no video games, nothing like that that it would be competitive. We don't want anything like that during me time. So it could be just going to your room, sitting and enjoying a mindless book. It could be watching a movie where you mindlessly just watch. But anything that allows you to just focus on yourself and enjoy a half hour to an hour of me time. And again, I'm going to recommend that you guys turn those electronics off during that time and allow it to just be time for yourself. I know trout season is in, and a lot of people are getting out and doing fishing. Again, that's a great activity for me time. So anything like that where you're doing something just for you and you're not bothered by the stress of anything else going on. All right, and then number 9, avoid negativity. Right now there's so much negativity. Yes, we want to keep up with what's going on in the world around us. And yes, you know, there's going to be times where, you know, we are stressed out and we are yelling at each other in our homes and things like that. But the best thing that you can do right now is try to avoid as much negativity as possible. So if it is not feeding your energy, but rather draining the energy out of you, you need to get rid of it for the time being, because that is negative energy that you're allowing into your body and your mind, and that will and continue to cause stress for you. So try to cut out the negative things as much as you possibly can that do not serve you and do not add to your day, but rather drain the energy that you have, because right now our own energy is one of our greatest resources. So try to stay positive. Try to find the things during the day, if you will, that are blessings for you, that give you that positive vibe. Maybe it's just accomplishing something really small. Focus on those things, but don't focus on the negative things going on. Try to push those to the side if you can, and try to just stay positive. And then lastly, time out from technology. And I think I've said it several times throughout this whole entire 15 minutes, but getting away from your technology on a regular basis is very, very important for your stress level. So like I said, turn off those notifications that don't matter. Don't be glued to your technology all day long. Don't try to do everything all at once. And turn off that technology and give your brain a break. Your brain is going 100 miles a minute when you are using those social platforms, when you're talking to 15 people, you know, at a time and different things like that. So turning off notifications, getting away from the social media platforms for a period of time throughout your day, and finding other ways to relax your mind will help you deal with stress, especially during this difficult time. And because we're going through so much transition, staying away from that technology right now is really important for your mental health. So those are 10 things that you can do in order to hopefully help you deal with stress during this difficult time, because I know a lot of us are dealing with multiple things all at once. So try to avoid as much stress as possible. And I'm going to leave you with our Rachel Challenge quote of the day, which is positive attitudes create chain reactions of positive thoughts. So the more positive your attitude you wake up with in the morning, the more positive you will be throughout the day, as long as you focus on those things that serve your energy rather than drain your energy. So I hope you guys all have a really great rest of the day into the rest of this week, and stay safe, everybody.